grant is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, bearing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is Islam today. This is the perspective. Welcome to the family of Islam today. This is your host, coming with you to make you a discussion from important concerning Muslims in today's world. In a previous program, we discussed the topic name, the subject of the Quran, and the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So, we have the sunnah. When we mentioned about the sunnah, we talked briefly about what it means, in the path or way that you would go, how you follow a certain way. So when we're talking about sunnah, things to the Prophet, peace be upon him, then we're talking about his way, what he did, what he said, how he acted, the things that he refrained from, and what he called it, basically, what he said. Those who came later were those who actually did this and made it their life work to pursue what we call today the science of the sunnah, the study of the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and give explanation to it so that we can better understand what is the sunnah. We would understand, for instance, that the Quran is the speech of Allah. That's me. Maybe if any interruption, after all, once you understand that it came from Allah, you would simply accept what Allah says. However, the sunnah, or the way the Prophet would be the explanation or the exemplary conviction of the human being, what we should do, how we should behave, and understand and apply what we learn from the Quran. Those who can pass the Prophet is the Quran showed us a lot about the sunnah, not only with what they read and studied and learned from each other, but also in their own lives. The early Imams, the most famous of all, the first what we call four schools of thought, or in the Arabic language, these are called Mathab, or the plural in Arabic Mathab. It could not be regarded as being separate schools that were set up across the street from each other, but you could go pick and choose which one you want to go. Because he did not come out at the same time, these people were contemporary, as much as they were students of each other, or followers of each other. I would like to first give a brief outline of four scholars that are known as Abu Hanifa, and Imam Malik, whose name is well known to Muslims all over the world, but especially in Pakistan. Imam Shafi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And these are the four big Imams of this world. But Abu Hanifa is the first in this series, and he actually came first. Imam Malik, who was from Medina, or Medina, did go to Imam Abu Hanifa and visit him when the Imam Abu Hanifa was in his age, he was older. And Imam Shafi was son of Imam Malik. And then finally, had been handled for the food and then the shepherd. So they can expect them and they did learn from each other. One of the things that we should be aware of is that they all based their decisions on what we call hadith, or the sayings of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were recorded and then authenticated and then understood by the Imams according to what was available in their area. And by the time of the last Imam, the hadith had pretty well been collected and formulated in what we would call books of hadith. And it was much easier for the last of the four to make decisions because we had more to work with ahead of them for the procedures. In any case, we'll first mention today some of the things that the Imams themselves teaching also with a letter in the Quran. He says, follow only the way of the convincing of the Lord, and follow not the appointment of the enemy. Who is it that you remember of admonition? Okay, we'll begin now with the first of the four, and that is Abu Hanifa, Punya is Abu Hanifa, which actually means the father of the correct religion, or the right way of correct religion. His companions have narrated from him various things and diverse warnings, all of them leading to one thing. The obligation to accept the hadith and give up following the opinions of the imams if they come to the church. The first one I'd like to mention, he said, when hadith is found to be correct, in other words, Muhammad Allah could have said this thing, he said, then that is mine. That is my word. That's what I know. Another one I'd like to mention, he said, it is forbidden for anybody to accept my view, what I'm teaching here, if you don't know what I got. Well, this is a clear warning, and he's saying he forbids anybody to take his view without being aware of it. And in another narration, he said, it is forbidden for someone who does not know about that thing to give any verdict based on what I have said. And then in another narration, he said, for we are mere mortals. We say one thing one day, and then we take it back the next day. And then he said to improve, he said, woe unto you, O improve, who not or take down everything you hear from me. For it happens that I hold one opinion today, now I'll reject it tomorrow, or I'll hold one opinion tomorrow, and then I'm going to reject it the day after tomorrow. And then, like Nathan, he said, the Himalaya, Abu Hanifa tells us, he said, when I say something that contradicts what all said in the Quran, or contradict what has been narrated from the messenger of Allah, then ignore what I'm saying. So you see, he's very clear about the subject of not blindly following what he's saying. And this is an important condition for us today, and this is because we do find that there are a lot of people who are doing what we're calling out of the and this means to blindly follow what you can see. And certainly we don't want to be guilty of that, especially in the light of what the imam himself has taught us. And he is spiritual. He is a great imam, or a leader of Muslims in those early days. Now, let's get into the second thing that he considers to the fourth imam, and that's the thing on the mountain. His name is actually Mount Ibn Anas. He had a kunya, or a nickname, named for his son. He is the father of Pakistan. And his son became a brother because he was Abu Abdullah, Malik ibn Anas. And this is what he said. He said, truly, I am only mortal. I make mistakes sometimes, and I'm correct sometimes. Therefore, look into my opinions, and all that agrees with the Book of Allah, meaning the Quran, and the Sunnah, meaning the Word of God, then take it. But whatever does not agree with the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the Sunnah of God, ignore it. Well, that's pretty good. And stuff that go back to the degrees, book the line, and then take it, and you can't be thrown away. The second thing that you need to really say, well, that's the translation. Everyone after the prophet saw a long out of the throne, he's the one, will have his things accepted and rejected. But not the prophet. So whatever comes from the line, he's the one. Then this we take. Because he's not going to be accepted. It is always accepted. But as far as the members, he's considered, of course, one of the great men. Some will be rejected and some will be accepted. The third thing I like to mention is, it's said about him, Ibn Ahmad says about him, I heard Mount, and he's talking about Mount Mount, Abu Abdullah. I heard him being asked about seeing the thing opposed while you are making the ablution of the wudu. And he told the people, you don't have to clean between your toes when you want to prayer. Not in the Bible, he said, you know, I didn't approach the men until after the correct was gone away. And one of the things I said, you know, we know of the cleaning about cleaning between your toes. Something from the people coming about cleaning between your toes. And my mouth said, where is he? I said, where is Ibn Sa'd? Ibn Lahiha. And Amr ibn Harsh narrated to us from Yazid ibn Amr al-Ma'arifi from Abu Abdurrahman al-Khubul. And he said that he said, I saw the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rubbing between his toes his little finger. Based on the chimney of narrative, which by the way, I left some of them in the interest of time, but you can look this up in a book, so this is a website to pick it up, it's maybe they have time, and you can pick up more information about this hadith. It said, based on this hadith, it is put, but I have not heard it until now. And then afterwards, when I heard people asking about washing their feet, he always ordered them to clean between their toes. So this shows us that he might not always look like anybody else, more or less. With what he had to do in the way more. I'm the second Adam. So in this case, the Prophet had told the people to clean between their toes and then make this one. I didn't know. So he told them to clean between their toes. But that is the correct change narrative. That means that he actually said it. One that has to be, after that, he tells the people, clean between the toes, or like this. So, this is a little bit of an introduction to what the Imam had said regarding the sunnah, and by ignoring the bad news being contradictory to the sunnah. We'll come back with what the other two Imams had said in a few minutes, and we'll take the same thing. We'll have to turn to the last second thing we'll be talking about. I think it's important. Listen to him, and should be set to him.
Agreed in that a
yet it is not permitted for him to leave to the same anyone else. Muhammad said it, that it's not permissible for you to leave them for somebody else. He said, in fact, Muhammad is the Prophet Muhammad. He's the king of the Prophet. And Allah is in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 33, verse 40 in the Quran. He said, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the Prophet Muhammad. He's the king of the Prophet. So therefore, if we couldn't believe what he said for what another person said, because I'm still there, I'm the another statement from Imam Muhammad says, if you find the meaning of the Quran something different to the Sunnah of Muhammad, then speak on the basis of the Sunnah of Muhammad and leave what he said alone. And then in another narrative, he says, then follow the Sunnah and do not reflect what anyone else is saying. Which was the noun, according to chapter 3, he said, with the Hadith, another beginning, teaching Muhammad, is found to be tape, which means authentic, correct. He said, then that is my Nasa. What do you say, Nasa? That's not me. School of thought. He said, my Nasa is the Nasa. So that's pretty clear. Next one, he said, more than you are more knowledgeable about Hadith than I am. So with Hadith, it's the Hadith of Nasa. Whether it's from Kufa, Basra, or Syria, we come back to the geographical location. So that makes it the view of the Hadith as long as it is Sahih, which means authentic. Then he said, in every issue where the people of narration find reports from the Muslim to be Sahih, which is contrary to what I said, and I think my son is back. There is in my life what happened today. So this is Imam Shafi, the third in the series of the four great imams and some of his commentary, many more. Again, you can visit it from the internet website, snapday.com, and visit Respecting and Hadith in Sunnah or Pennsylvania. You will can give you a lot more. You can find it there by just going to snapday.com/imams.hm. In fact, you'll find it all over there. This is the debate, by the way, courtesy of one of our other brothers in the team, that is yaham.com. That's yaham.com. This man that I speak about is Abdul Hamdul. Now, all of these are heroes to me, but no less Abdul Hamdul. He truly is a great hero for all of us in the community. He doesn't say much. He's the student of the man that we will be talking about, which is Muhammad ibn Idris al-Safi. And remember that Muhammad ibn Idris al-Safi was the student of Muhammad ibn Anas, and who married ibn Anas, that also met with and learned from Abu Hanifa, and who was in the king of the so there are innocents. The one that we want to there's a need that these are not four contemporary schools set up in competition and set across the street trying to call people into their different weapons. And some people have longed to propose together. Talk about the challenge. And the word is for the names of the result of Ahmed ibn Hanbal. That means Ahmed, the son of Hanbal, Abu, the father of Abdullah. So the four great names, the name of their son, the oldest son, Abdullah, and so they were all from the Nasa. What did Ahmed bin Hanbal say about the concept of sayings of the Imams regarding the Sunnah and if it's their views are contradictory to that? Here's what he said. Hold on. He said, do not follow the deen, neither follow the deen of Malik or Tessi, nor Awadi, nor Kauri, but take from where they put it. What's he saying? He's talking about the Imams. And he's telling us, do not follow my opinion, but rather follow the opinion of the place where they have to read it. That's the Book of the Law and the Sunnah of the Rasul. So it's not acceptable for anybody to say, in the case of this, we know. sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let's get to what Imam Tirmidhi said, and don't get to a here. He said, in the translation, the opinion of Zaki, the opinion of Imam Malik, the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa, all of it is opinion, and it is all equal to Muhammad. However, the proof is in the narration. One possible in its nab, the narration of the hadith from Muhammad to his companions. Then he said, whoever rejects the statement of the messenger of Allah, meaning Muhammad to his companions, is on the brink of destruction. And that Allah saved us from that. Ameen. Ameen. So this is some very simple statements. Of what the great Imam had said about themselves and about what they were taught from their Imam and what they were teaching to their students. And that is basically what do not follow what God said if it is not in line what is being taught in the Quran and in the Sunnah or the Hadith of Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're listening to Islam Today, and the regard captain to you from IBM. IBM Network, you can go there on the internet going to IBM.net and check out what's going on. What do you think of it? And stop a lot. Then we will be back in just a few minutes with more Islam Today.
وما أتعبت من حمي وما أسرت وما كنت أعلم به مني أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وما إله إلا أنت.
Oh Allah, forgive me for those things which have come to pass, as well as those which shall come to pass, and these days I have committed in secret, as well as those I have made public. And where I have exceeded all bounds, as well as those things about which you are more knowledgeable, you are the Muqaddim and Al Mu'akhir. None has the right to be worshipped except you.
It's been a few days after we're back. We're back with this Islam Today. More about Islam in today's world here on IBM.net. Our subject today, we're talking about the things of the great Imams in Islam, the four so-called schools of thought on the head. That is Abu Hanifa, the great Imam of all time, and then Abu Abdullah, my Abu Hanifa, Abu Abdullah, Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Abdul Shafi, and Abu Abdullah would be Abu Hanifa. And what they said about anybody following their views is that you be predicting to the views of Muhammad Now, I'd like to mention something here, and I think this is a very valid and perfect point that they do. Whoever adheres to the Sunnah of Muhammad and what proves of him, even if it's in opposition to the Imam or the face of the Imam, then in reality, they haven't deviated one bit. They found the truth. The deviation would be to blindly follow the Imam when he is in clear error behind the state. So if the Imam makes a mistake, then the person should consider this and follow it and know to be the right way. We should quote, by the way, a couple of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the book in the Quran about this thing. And we would be remiss in our duty if we didn't mention that once the unicorn was waived. That's strange. And they find in their souls more distant than their detection. and they accept your decision with a full conviction. It's working on the fact that we don't have to connect until we make the time to go up to someone who's the time to judge me where you need to feel, and then when people come to me, we give up. When you don't do anything, you're told to take what you need, and we have nothing against it, we have a full conviction on it. Then he, a lot of time, and he speaks in the book on the thing, then let those be there who will send the messenger over them, lest some trouble befall them, or a grievous penalty be inflicted on them. It means that the moment to divine birth and something, or to do something, you better do it. You better take it. Because a lot of times, the line of great trouble will fall on you, or a grievous penalty be inflicted. I don't know how to do that. So that's really easy. Now, if you're going to take care of the check, might make, by the way, the care is not the case that the fingers need to act to you. So if you take another check, then you can feel that the link to you. Sorry, I had to feel it. This is a problem. Okay, good. One of the things that happens in Belgium or Hungary, it says, therefore, it is an obligation of anyone who hears of a command from the messenger of a long name from the specific name, or they know about it, it's obligation. It explains to the ancient community, to them, to advise them sincerely, order them to adopt this command, even if it contradicts the opinion of somebody who is considered great. This is because the authority of the prophet to speak the opinion has the most right to be respected and followed, over and above the opinion of any other person regardless of how we consider them to be great. Whereas the man will unknowingly contradict what in contradicts the opinion to have commanded in the matter. This is why the companions, both to Muhammad and those after will refute anyone who contradicted or thinks similar. Sometimes being even stern in your reputation. I hate this for the person. Not for the love and respect of these people, but because the messenger of Allah peace be upon him was more beloved to them than the command of the superior to the command of any other created being. So, when the order of Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and that the someone else is in conflict, they will not take the order of the messenger and Muhammad, and that is more fitting. According to what is trusted from the Quran and from the Sunnah, from the signs of Muhammad. Bring these great cosmic mistakes. Do not listen to what you do with your own. So, look at the conversation. You said, whenever a scholarly man works to come to the Rock Council and he's correcting his determination, he won't be able to see rewards for his work. But if he's wrong, he still receives one. And this is the most important law. And you're listening to me today. And until next time, we pray that Allah guide all of us to be able to follow the correct sunnah and avoid those views that bring contradiction to it. This is your host, giving you.
فارسلي ما اخترت منه وارسلني انك انت الغفور
الرحيم.
The Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and digital internet.